Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. With you on a bummer Friday. Phil's season ends last night as they lose in 11 innings to the Dodgers on an Orion Kirkering brain fart, I guess, if we're calling it kindly, and the Giants whip up on the Philadelphia Eagles last night.
What would be an equivalent to Kirkering last night, the ending of that game for you?
Buckner. Well, Buckner was just an error, though.
It did go right through his legs, though.
Yeah, but it was just Chris Weber.
Well, also Spike.
Ooh, Weber, that's a good one, yeah.
Weber calling the timeout.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. What about the Ben Simmons foul, passing up the ball?
Well, so different, but felt just as
bad. Same, yeah.
Just as bad. Because the Kawhi shot felt similar to me in this lack of control that it was over. Mm-hmm. But just trying to think of brain fart ones, that was Ben Simmons broken. I don't think that was a Ryan Kirkring.
No, definitely not the same. Yeah.
And the Ben Simmons thing changed the entire course of the franchise in that was the last moment he was ever going to play for the Sixers.
Yep.
But is there anything else? The Chris Webber one feels the closest to me in terms of brain fart ending.
Yeah, it's got
to
be something like a timeout or somebody forgot. You got Dak at the end of the which one of those playoff games? Dak let the clock run out? He let the clock run out of one of those games.
I think you're right.
Against the 49ers.
What about J.R. Smith?
What did the J.R. Smith where he let the clock run out in regulation.
Right. Oh, yeah. Right. Yes.
Didn't end the game, but that's close. I forgot about the J.R. Smith one. That doesn't get talked about as much.
That was a meme for a bit.
Yeah.
Donovan throwing up? I'm just kidding.
Didn't happen.
I'm just kidding. The good news is...
We don't have five today. We're going to wait till Monday?
Yeah, Monday. The good news is...
We can only choose one quarterback at 4 o'clock, you know?
Oh, that's right. We had Jaws. No, you're right.
So the good news is, even though the Giants won, they're still able to embarrass themselves as... I'll read the statement from the owner of the Giants.
Uh-oh.
So the embarrassment was, Brian Daboll is so desperate to save his job.
Yeah.
He's not only letting Jackson Dart run all over like it's high school football, right. Is what it looks like. It looks like, you know, when the quarterback is so much better of an athlete than everybody else on the field in high school.
Just go make a play.
Yeah, just go do something or whatever. So not only that, but Jackson Dart goes into the blue tent because of a worry of a concussion. And Brian Daboll runs into the blue tent trying to get Jackson Dart out of there. Just one of the most psychotic things I've ever seen a head coach do.
I've never seen that before.
As the most desperate thing I think I've ever seen a head coach do. This statement from John Mara. I spoke to Coach Daboll this morning about approaching the medical attempt last night. While I firmly believe, as he has stated, that he was not trying to influence the process in any way, he understands that the appearance of going to the tent is inappropriate. We have protocols in place as a league to ensure player safety, and we need to allow our medical staff to execute those protocols without interference. We understand the situation is under review by the NFL and the NFLPA, and obviously we will cooperate fully.
Yeah, I was going to say that. this has the potential to grow some legs. And primarily because I would imagine the league doesn't want to see this again.
No.
They don't want to see a coach running into the damn blue tent.
Well, it's exactly what, when you talk about the concussion thing,
yes.
This is exactly what you don't want. You don't want the coach influencing.
Well, that's why it's an independent neurologist that makes the decision. Yeah, because as a coach, this is why you don't get to be involved in the decision-making process here.
Yeah, I mean, just incredibly embarrassing for. And if you're John Mara, you're thinking to yourself, look, that guy on the field is the future of my franchise. You, sir, are gone after this year. You don't need you of all people. And Daniel Jones, you didn't even want.
Right, he's still thinking about that. Yeah,
pretty boy. You know, I thought Mr. Josh Allen fixer.
He got a call from the league, right?
Who,
the league
Gable?
Called John, no, John Mara.
Oh, John Mara, I'm sure. And I bet John Mara was pissed off when he said, it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
215-592-9494, Carl and Cherry Hill, you're on WIP.
How you doing today?
What's up, Carl?
So, birthday is on Sunday, and in advancement, Ike Reese, happy birthday to you as well, sir.
Oh, same to you, brother, happy birthday.
Thank you. So, I'm sitting up here last night at Sky Zone with my kids. And I'm watching the baseball game, and I'm saying to myself, okay, it's been 1-1 all the way up to the ninth. I said, all right, I'll catch everything else when I get home, because I said the Eagles are getting ready to play. So I'm, like, literally just getting my kids ready for bed and school and stuff, and I'm saying, okay, Eagles are playing. I see Eagles score a touchdown. I'm like, all right, cool. Then all of a daggone sudden, I see the most idiotic play from the Phillies I've seen in a long time. And my heart sank. And then it went from that saying to myself, I'm like, all right, it's the Phillies. They'll get back. I believe they'll get back. But the body language that I looked at from the Eagles last night is unacceptable to me. And I don't know, like, what the heck I'm getting from this team. Because everyone's saying the same thing that is predictable. And this reminds me, Seth Joyner said it even earlier, this is reminding me of 2023. I hated to say it, but also Elliot Shore Park sat there and said that there was a fear early in the year that it was going to be a fear of 2023 all over again if they don't get their acts together. What I'm getting frustrated is every time that this team has the ball, Saquon looked like he's running for his life. Jalen Hurts has gotten sacked more times than I could even count. It's unacceptable. The distractions, all this last year was not that. This year is like we're looking like a daggone laughingstock. You lost to the Giants, and it's unacceptable to me on how you lost.
Yeah.
A no-name guy, you know, coming up here just running. Like I feel like Philadelphia Eagles have a problem with scrambling quarterbacks. Like, we don't know what to do with a scrambling quarterback. Like, when he's all over the place, he gets out, and you still can't tackle him? Like, make it make sense to me today. Like, I need help. I'm turning 41 on Sunday, and I'm trying to figure this out. Like, what the heck are you supposed to do with this team? And I know everyone's saying, oh, well, give Kevin Petullo a chance. Just give him a chance. He's new. But this is about how many people have Jalen Hurts have been through as far as coordinators by himself. Mm-hmm. Like I don't know what to say for this team. I don't know. And it's like I seen Gritty earlier on Instagram. Gritty was like at a loss of words. I feel so bad for him.
He don't even speak.
And I'm just like it's horrible. It's just horrible. And I just want to say one last thing.
Yeah.
I got love for Bryce. I do. I got love for the Phillies. I do. But I'm speaking up for every single Phillies fan. It's unacceptable to me that the top of this lineup can't hit a ball. My grandmom is 80 daggone years old and can hit a daggone ball. 80.
Yeah, what about that, Fritzy?
Well, is she like, a free agent?
Like Jack. Like
can she
Jack,
play right field?
Jack Fritz, Jack, I love y'all, but I'm sorry. I I know how much it is that you get on Jalen Hurts about how Jalen Hurts and stuff got to be.
Yeah, he's fine.
A certain way.
Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah, but I'm sorry. I'm holding this Phillies team accountable. I'm holding this team accountable until they get the head out of their behinds, literally, because it's unacceptable to me for y'all guys to go scoreless when it's right in your possession to hit a home run and you don't take the swings. Trey Turner is still sitting up and swinging from his daggone ankle. For what? For what? Like, it's crazy to me. It's just crazy to me. It's like, I can't see another season like this. I pray that Rob Thompson is gone. He's a nice man. Love the dude, but I'm sorry. I need somebody with fire that's going to put fire under this top of the lineups behind. If you're gonna make the daggone World Series, add pieces to it, man, that's gonna sit there and do something. We need short ball. You don't gotta be a heroic hero every single daggone time to hit the ball out the daggone park. You had an opportunity and it was choked.
Yep.
This is another year that it was choked. Like, come on now. We got to do better, man. Like, God bless y'all, man. Take care.
Great call, Carl.
Great call.
Man, we know he meant small ball.
Yeah, short ball.
I know. I don't think Granny.
That's when Elliot plays basketball.
I don't think Granny's catching up to 96 up in the zone with the hammer.
Neither's Bryce.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. Put a better fight than Granny.
Bryce has got to wear this one. Bryce has got to wear. You can't.
You got to pray for him.
Stop. You can't wear a headband that says Mr. Showman on it.
I am pretty out on the showman thing.
Yeah. Oh, now you're out.
Well,
on
just
that.
Like, dude, it puts an unnecessary target on your back. Just put Crew and Brooklyn and Hayes. I forget his third daughter's name, but whatever. You know, you get the point.
Put the kids' names on there.
Until you're the showman, don't stop with the showman. Come on.
He had multiple opportunities in this series to make.
He worked a big walk though late. I mean, you got to give him credit.
He didn't work a walk.
He did work.
No, here's what happened.
Shut up.
No.
Shut up.
Turn off his mic.
Did he walk or did he not
walk? He walked. He didn't work a walk.
He grinded a walk.
He went up.
I know.
It went 3-0.
Because you know why?
No, shut up.
No, you shut up.
No,
you shut up.
He swung at three straight balls. And
because
finally,
you know why he's trying to do something.
Dude, he didn't do anything.
I'm turning into seltzer.
Yeah. I'm just saying. I know. He's gotta. You can't say. All we theorized was he's saving it up for the postseason. Well,
yep.
We could have used it yesterday.
He smoked the ball early. Happened to be at a guy. Yeah, it happens.
That was a deep shot.
Yeah, it was. You won't bring that up. No, the biggest issue is they got to find.
And that should have been a double play ball.
Yeah, dude. I wish there was all 22.
Yeah.
Like, cause I was. I know. What are you laughing at? You're always laughing at me for nonsense. I just, like, on the TV copy, it's hard to tell how close they were.
And there's only 18 people out there.
Oh yeah. Listen, you get the point.
Yeah.
I just wish I could see.
Yeah. Who are the other four?
Yeah. He's like all 22. I'm like, what?
All right. I wish I had all 18. 10.
All right.
Because the hitter and whatever. Yes. Yeah. You get the point.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how close the base runners were, and maybe just thinking getting out. Because when it was hit that way, I was like, man, just go to, like.
That's a double play ball.
Could have been double play ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Now, what were you about to say about Bryce before I said?
Well, it's just like, he's not like a superstar anymore. That's like he's still a really good player. He's a good player. But the days of him being the MVP discussion and the top 15 to 20 player in the sport, like, that's the biggest thing they got to find another impact player.
Yes.
Like, on top. It's almost like, I want Schwarber back and then another guy.
Yeah.
To where it's not just...
Okay. What was this payroll going to look like?
That's the problem. But that's the issue. That's why, like, Aiden Miller has to be special. Like, and we'll see if he is. Justin Crawford, I don't think, is special. I think he's going to be a pretty good player. But, like, that's the worry with them, is that we're top heavy. And the top heavy guys might not be the same guy.
Where's our big dumper?
Well, I mean, they could have traded the price.
You're sitting on it, buddy.
Where's ours at?
They traded him for Duran.
Oh, who did we
Eduardo Tait.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, was he a dumper?
Yeah, it was a catcher that raked.
Okay.
Yeah. 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 We'll see.
All right.
Maybe next year.
Well,
they have reached maybe next year status.
Well, the
yep.
That's a tough spot. Ike went through 5 years of maybe next year.
And the
now you want to start shooting at
well,
me.
No, it was what I was thinking of last night, because I was like, well, yeah, but the last time I felt this way was the early 2000s Eagles. It was like, maybe next year's the year. Yeah.
There's not another star player that's a free agent.
Well, besides, what do you mean? Like, Kyle Tucker's available if you want him.
Kyle Tucker's a bad fielder now, too.
Well, the one that I would find interesting is Bregman.
Right, that third base.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Real quick. Here are the free agents. I'm not going to do the guys on the team.
Okay.
But the free agents, I'm going to give you the guy's name. I want you to tell me percentage chance you think he's back. All right. First one, Ranger.
You know what? Before Zach got injured, I would have said he's absolutely gone. Are we sure Zach's coming back healthy early enough next year?
Well, I think May is the plan.
Okay. So
they hope.
They hope so. Yeah. I mean, he could miss significant time.
He could. Yeah, I mean, he could also not even get back to where he was.
Right.
Now, so, I'm optimistic about it, but
so you know. I'll give Ranger. Ranger has his own issues. I'll give him 15% chance he's back.
Jack, Fritz,
5.
Yeah, I would probably go 3.
Less.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I think somebody's gonna give him too much money. Right. Let's see, JT Realmuto. Like,
I think JT has a high chance to be back here, so I'd say 80% chance JT is back.
Yeah, I was going to say 85.
There you go. I'm right around the same one. Now, the big one, Kyle Schwarber. Oh, actually, before we do Schwarber, Harrison Bader.
85.
Yeah, because I guess...
He was a little noncommittal in his answer. He talked about how much he loved it here.
Yeah.
And then he gave us we'll
see what happens.
He's a businessman. He's been the sixth team in 4 years.
So he's probably looking for at least a multi-year deal.
Yeah. He's probably looking for 3.
3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You hope to get him for 2.
Yeah.
Doing an option?
Yeah.
Doing a mutual?
Yeah, well, we all love
Come
a good
on,
mutual
man.
Option. Come on, man.
I'll go 85 cent Bader.
I think Bader's back.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm at 60.
God, I want Bader back.
I want Bader back badly.
I almost want Bader.
I do.
I almost want Bader back
more than Schwarber.
I don't know.
Oh,
gun to my head, no, but still, I get the point.
Yeah,
I get the point. Right.
And then finally, Kyle Schwarber, percent chance, Ike.
Yeah. 50-50.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's like 70.
70% chance he's back.
Yeah.
I hope you're right. I think he is, unless the Phillies come to him early with an offer that he is going to be like, all right, I'm good. They're going to give me pretty much what I'm asking for. He goes to free agency, and then he finds out what he's worth out there, what's his value.
Well, we did see the rumor about the Mets being interested, that Steve Cohen is interested.
Wow.
You're not going to outbid that guy,
nah,
I can tell you that,
nah.
if he wants you.
No shot.
Yeah,
yeah, and you no shot you're outbidding him.
I,
and $120 million is a drop in a bucket for him.
Doesn't
man.
Matter,
that's
rounding error.
Yes.
Yeah. Looking at when we interviewed John Middleton's face about it, I was trying to read his eyes.
Right.
I'm at like 80% he's back.
He's back, okay.
Yeah, looking at Middleton's eyes, Middleton, I think he...
I love him.
Even just talking to Dombrowski, when we had Dombrowski on, I don't know, there's something about their tone that seemed like they're going to do it. Now, maybe, but also maybe there's some giant offer that they can't match. But
would you go 3.35?
A year?
Yeah. Because here's what I'm thinking. If he can't get 4 years, he's going to want more money.
Right.
Maybe he takes the fourth year to take a little less average per year.
Yeah, I mean, I think he...
4 years is 120, three years, yeah. 105.
Yeah, the last thing we saw was 4 years, 120. I don't know. I'm pretty... I want to get the spreadsheet in front of me before I start committing money to Schwarber. I want to start seeing who's out there.
Okay.
You're
with this thing with Schwarber, man. You may play hardball with him. You don't want him back.
No, it's not that. It's,
sure it is.
No, I'm telling you, my issue is they are a team... build around pitching that can't field the baseball. And he doesn't help that at all. And I wonder.
Well, he's just a DH.
I know.
Somebody's got to be the DH.
I know, but I don't. Do I want to commit? If Harrison Bader is going to. Would you rather have two Harrison Baders at different positions or one Kyle Schwarber?
And that's one Kyle Schwarber.
But that's the question that I'm asking.
Yeah.
Is that if there is a third base version of Harrison Bader, and I can get two guys in there that both play a position and then go spend less money on DH, maybe not as much production, but also I'm not committing all that money to it, maybe I would think about that.
Yeah. Here's my thing with Bader, and we're going to find this out. I haven't even looked at his career numbers. But on 16 tells me that there are spurts in which he looks good, and then there are also spurts where he does. All I'm saying is that if he's our full-time center fielder, what does that look like over the course of a year? Yeah, good defense, but is he batting 260 with 12 home runs?
He's a 250, 260 hitter who will hit you 18 home runs.
Okay.
But
18's even high, though.
That's like, even high.
It's 17 this year is a career high.
Okay.
So, like, I would say settles 12 to 15.
Okay.
Would you rather?
You give me 12 to 15 home runs with him instead versus 50 home runs with Kyle Schwarber.
But the vibes.
And the playing center field. I value the playing field.
Would you rather sign Bregman or Schwarber?
What's Bregman going to cost you?
30 a year. 3 years.
Yeah, he's going to opt out of a $40 million a year deal.
Oh,
yeah. But he's not going to get that much because he wanted longer term. He signed a short term deal with the opt out because he wanted, basically.
Yeah. He's a winner.
But so is Schwarber.
Yeah. Was.
Is.
Was.
No, it increased in wins every year.
Okay.
215.
All right. 215-592-9494. CJ in Texas, you're on WIP.
Man, you know what? I really wish I was in Philly so I could be around people.
Not today, brother.
No, he needs to. He wants to feel the same. People feel the same way he does.
Okay, all right.
Yes,
I'm in Texas, so hey, and I'm a proud Eagles fan. Like it's on my truck. I wear caps, hoodies. I wear it all. So it's like they know where to dump it off. And y'all, hey, I ain't gonna lie. I have not been the biggest baseball fan, but just messing with y'all and messing with Jack, I just started rocking with the Phillies. Hell, I even got an Eagles hat that's burgundy gold with the P on the side. Like, I got some shit made. My bad.
You got it.
My bad, guys.
It's okay.
So, but I look at this. You said earlier, you was like, hey, Ben Simmons, the era in Ben Simmons. It's two different fields. One guy was scared.
Yes.
One guy messed up. Well,
he might have been scared too. That's why he messed up.
Yeah, I think.
But at least he did something.
Yeah, I don't think. You know, the crazy thing is, CJ, here's because you're not here, we are. I don't think there's a lot of ire toward Orion Kirkering today.
Yeah, I agree.
There was a ton of ire toward Ben Simmons. But Orion Kirkering.
Rightfully so.
Yeah, Orion Kirkering, I think everybody knows what happened. He had a moment where he froze, and that's where he made a mistake, and he, you know, it's a tough moment, man. There's 57,000 people. Well, last night, I don't know, 47,000
What a crowd.
People.
I mean, what a crowd.
Well,
they've
been in the LCS 8 out of the last 13 years. They're bored by it now. Yeah. But, you know, you got 50,000 people screaming at you. You have the bases loaded. It's 1-1 in the bottom of the 11th. And he just, the moment hit him and he made a mistake. But I don't think, we haven't been killing him. I just
know that, like, they were being compared because I saw somebody else say that. Now, Jack, I'm not going to get on you today, but But I am going to start calling you OG Jack. Kind of like Wade when it comes to the Phillies, you know what I'm saying? Like how
you
run up for Harvey, you know what I'm saying? For Harvey, you put a little too much. Now, to get on these Eagles. Dude, I'm driving around for my kids' Bay football game, looking at the game to hurry up and get home to see this. And what is this I'm watching? Now, I will say, when it's all said and done with, everybody kept saying over and over and over, oh, we're 4-0, we're 4-0, oh, we're 4-1. We'll get back on track against the Giants. And something in my gut after the game started, I was like, this don't look like this is going to get back on track. This is, even though we won last year, we've been seeing this for the last couple years. And I can't go away from saying, this is our coach's fault. You can't say you're an offensive guy and we got to keep reloading with coordinators. And then we got to hope the coordinator knows what he's doing. The concepts as far as the receivers don't work. You keep trying to run a scheme that's not run far as the run game. They said it worked last year. You don't have that personnel, so you can't do it this year. It is not good. We need a great offensive coordinator and just let him be the walk-around guy. But as long as we have this type of system set up, we're going to continue to replace offensive coordinators because we're a win-now team. So, hey.
Well, I don't think Petullo's in danger of becoming a head coach anywhere.
Yeah, you won't have to replace him at least. Yeah, that is the one issue with having a head coach that is not the coordinator, is that if you are successful, not the offensive play caller, is that if you're successful, that guy's going to get a head coaching job somewhere and you're always going to be looking for somebody. So,
but the other problem is this.
What?
His playbook must not be that deep.
Nah, but
his playbook can't be that deep.
Here's the thing, though, CJ. But here's the thing: you, Kellen Moore came in here with a deep playbook last year, and we whittled it down to six plays. And you know, it was the same thing. And Kellen Moore just is down in New Orleans taking a quarterback who was
Let me look at their passes.
0-10. He's got six touchdowns, one interception. I think Spencer Rattler throwing for 225 yards a game. I mean, there's
how do you keep up with everybody's stats?
Well,
man?
When they're on YouTube Big Board.
Hey,
you rolled those stats on too fast. I'm like, how did he know that?
Because I don't have anything to do.
He keeps up with the people. He keeps up with people. Hey, I've said this a couple of times. You said people look at the games we weren't about Spike. Yes, because I've been looking at understanding what Spike does. Hey, I know y'all dumping on me now. Don't let it come
back. Oh, yeah, Spike tracks his guys now. Yeah, he tracks his guys now. Yeah, he's going to track his guys.
Well,
hey, it might come back later, but he's going to pull a rabbit out of hat later on.
All right, CJ, thank you for the call.
Yeah. All right, bro.
Look, it's good for the brand.
It's all good, yeah.
It's good for the brand that Baker Mayfield's having. For my brand, that Baker's having this year. That is the one name everybody scoffed at on my list is Baker. So I hope it keeps up. Jack, what's coming up in the top 5 of 5?
Well, you know, like, the way I process things, right, is that when I'm down, I like to get even downer, you know, like get even more sad.
Get lower,
yeah. Right? So what I have for you are the 5 other Philly sports moments that left me sitting there in silence.
Pile on, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, this should be miserable.
Just pile on.
It's a pile on Friday.
Okay, all right. So that is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.